Good morning and welcome to Richard August, the Artistic Christian MGTOW, the Red Pill Man Who Lights It Up Blue. Today, we finish the book of Genesis, and yea, the Bible saith this. This is Genesis chapters 48 through 50. And this will be from, again, my 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible that I have here. Can we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word to us draw near. Let us thy word still purifying, let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis chapters 48 through 50, ladies and gentlemen. We begin with chapter 48. Again after this, one said to Joseph, Lo, thy father is sick. Then he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Also one told Jacob and said, Behold, thy son Joseph is come unto thee. And Israel took his strength unto him and sat upon the bed. Then Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. And he said unto me, Behold, I will make thee fruitful and will multiply thee and will make a great number of people of thee. And will give this land unto thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, which are born unto thee in ye land of Egypt, before I came to thee unto Egypt, shall be mine, as Reuben and Simeon are mine. But thy lineage, which thou hast begotten after them, shall be thine. They shall be called after the names of their brethren in their inheritance. Now when I came from Paddan, Rachel died upon mine hand in the land of Canaan, by the way, when there was but half a day's journey of ground to come to Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same as Bethlehem. Then Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, Whose are these? Then Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, which God hath given me here. Then he said, I pray thee, bring them to me, that I may bless them. For the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not well see. Then he caused them to come to him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to have seen thy face, yet lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph took them away from his knees, and did reverence down to the ground. Then took Joseph them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand. So he brought them unto him. But Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, which was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, directing in his hands of purpose, for Manasseh was the elder. Also he blessed Joseph and said, The God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which hath fed me all my life long unto this day, bless thee. The angel which hath delivered me from all evil, bless the children, and let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, that they may grow as fish into a multitude in the midst of the earth. But when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he stayed his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is ye eldest. Put thy right hand upon his head. But his father refused and said, I know well, my son, I know well. He shall be also a people, and he shall be great likewise. But his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall be full of nations. So he blessed them that day, and said, In thee Israel shall bless, and say, God make thee as Ephraim and Manasseh, as he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said unto Joseph, Behold, I die, and God shall be with you, and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given unto thee one portion above thy brethren, which I gat thee out of the hand of the Amorite, by my sword and by my bow. Genesis chapter 49. Then Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you what shall come to you in the last days. Gather yourselves together, and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, mine eldest son, thou art my might and the beginning of my strength, the excellence of dignity and the excellence of power. Thou wast light as water, thou shalt not be excellent, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Thou didst thou defile my bed, thy dignity is gone. Simeon and Levi, brethren in evil, the instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. Into their secret let not my soul come. My glory, be not thou joined with their assembly. For in their wrath they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their wrath, for it was fierce, and their rage, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Thou, Judah, thy brethren shall praise thee. Thine hand shall be in ye neck of thine enemies. Thy father's sons shall bow down unto thee. Judah, as a lion's whelp, shalt thou come up from the spoil, my son. He shall lie down and couch as a lion, and as a lioness. Who shall stir him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and the people shall be gathered unto him. He shall bind his ass soul unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the best vine. He shall wash his garment in wine, and his cloak in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell by the seaside, and he shall be in haven for ships. His border shall be unto Sidon. Issachar shall be a strong ass, couching down between two burdens. And he shall see that rest is good, and that the land is pleasant, and he shall bow his shoulder to bear, and he shall be subject unto tribute. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, and an adder by the path, biting the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backwards. O Lord, I have waited for thy salvation. Gad and host of men shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Concerning Asher, his bread shall be fat, and he shall give pleasures for a king. Naphtali shall be a hind let go, giving a goodly words. Joseph shall be a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by the well-side, the small boughs that shall run upon the wall. And the archers grieved him, and shot against him, and hated him. But his bow abode strong, and the hands of his arms were strengthened by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob, of whom was the cedar appointed by the son of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with heavenly blessings from above, with blessings of ye deep that lieth beneath, with blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father shall be stronger than the blessings of mine elders. Unto the end of the hills of the world they shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the top of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Benjamin shall ravine as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and thus their father spake unto them, and blessed them, every one of them blessed with a several blessing. And he charged them, and said unto them, I am ready to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, beside Mamre in the land of Canaan, which cave Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession to bury in. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and the cave, yet is therein, was bought of ye children of Heth. Thus Jacob made an end of giving charge to his sons, and plucked up his feet into the bed, and gave up the ghost, and was gathered to his people. Finally, chapter 50, Genesis chapter 50. Then Joseph fell upon his father's face, and wept upon him, and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father, and the physicians embalmed Israel. So 40 days were accomplished, for so long did the days of them that were embalmed last, and the Egyptians bewailed him 70 days. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spake to the house of Pharaoh, saying, If I have now found favor in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in ye ears of Pharaoh, and say, My father made me swear, saying, Lo, I die, bury me in my grave, which I have made me in the land of Canaan. Now therefore let me go, I pray thee, and bury my father, and I will come again. Then Pharaoh said, Go up and bury thy father, as he hath made thee to swear. So Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went all the servants of Pharaoh, both the elders of his house and all the elders of the land of Egypt. Likewise all the house of Joseph and his brethren and his father's house, only their children and their sheep and their cattle left they in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and they were an exceeding great company. And they came to Goranatad, which is beyond Jordan, and there they made a great and exceeding sore lamentation, and he mourned for his father 7 days. And when the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, saw the mourning in Goranatad, they said, This is a great mourning unto the Egyptians. Wherefore the name thereof was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond Jordan. So his sons did unto him according as he had commanded them, for his sons carried them into the land of Canaan, and buried them in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which cave Abraham bought with ye field, to be a place to bury in, of Ephron ye Hittite, besides Mamre. Then Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went up with him to bury his father, after that he had buried his father. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, It may be yet Joseph will hate us, and will pay us again all the evil which we did unto him. Therefore they sent unto Joseph, saying, Thy father had commanded before his death, rather, saying, Thus shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive now, I pray thee, ye trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they rewarded thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive ye trespasses of the servants of thy father's God. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. Also his brethren came unto him, and fell down before his face, and said, Behold, we be thy servants. To whom Joseph said, Fear not, for am not I under God? When ye thought evil against me, God disposed it to good, that he might bring to pass as it is this day, and save much people alive. Fear not now, therefore, I will nourish you and your children. And he comforted them, and spake kindly unto them. So Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children, even unto the third generation. Also the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up on Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am ready to die, and God will surely visit you, and bring you out of this land into the land which he sware unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry my bones hence. So Joseph died when he was 110 years old, and they embalmed him and put him in a chest in Egypt. May God add his richest blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for listening. This has been Yea, the Bible Saith This. This has been Richard August, the Autistic Christian MGTOW, the Red Pill Man Who Lights It Up Blue. Tomorrow, we begin the book of Exodus. I'll see you tomorrow.